We are in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. I would like to mention something which we have spoken about yesterday. We had heard in Sif Yud, the Remor, that when the Isha is Madlik, the Neiris, so the Shar B'nei Abayis HaMetorim B'Molochad Bochu, they are not Nigrar Acher Adlokes HaYisha. So we mentioned yesterday a suffix from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Leina L'Shabeach, if she is permitted to tell a child to do a Moloche, since by her it's Shabbos already, so just like there's a nisa on her of Shvises Behemtom, so the same way there's a nisa on her of Shvises Atabincho of Itecho, so she would not be permitted to tell one of her children, perhaps the Ktanim, to do a Moloche, even though by them it's not Shabbos. He is a Sofik, he blives by a Tzorchim. Today, I found two more Poiskim who speak about this Shaila. In Dirshu, he brings down in Ois 65, he brings down the Mekor Chayim, which was written by the Baal Chavis Yoyer, holds that it is also to tell a child to do a Moloche, even though the child was not Mekabel Shabbos, since he was Mekabel Shabbos. Then he brings down a Shevet HaLevi, a Goyen Rav Shmuel Vosner Shlita, who holds that it is Mutter. So we have a few more Mare Mekaymeis in this Shailam. Now, one more Nekudim, which Dirshu brings in Isis 60, but I found also a few more Mara Mekaymes in this Shailam. In the Rambo it says that if a woman is Madlik Neiris, the Menig is Mekabel Shabbos, but the Bnei Bayis are not Nigrar Achareha. Now, what is the din? No, she's Mekabel Shabbos. That's when she's Madlik Neiris, or no, automatically she's Mekabel Shabbos, unless there's a Tzairich Godel and she makes it tonight. But the Bnei Abayis are not Nigrar Achareha. That is what the Ramah said. Now, what is the halacha if the husband is Mekabel Shabbos? Does his Kabbalah affect his wife and his children? So, I found a prima, I just found now, Akhtesa Shulchan brings down a prima godem. The prima godem says that the Bnei Abayis are Nigrar after the Baal Abayis, the Godol Abayis, and if he's Mekabel Shabbos, they also have to be Mekabel Shabbos. They're also be Melochet. Then I found an Orach HaShulchan. The Hashulchan also seems to say like this. The Hashulchan clears a shaila. We had heard if a person davens in a shul, and the shul was Mekabel Shabbos, he's nigra mosa the shul, and he's also to do maloche. So the Orach HaShulchan clears a shaila. So if he's also, he wasn't Mekabel Shabbos, but he's nigra after the Kehili davens with. So he clears a shaila, what's with his family? Is his family allowed to do maloche? And he is a tzad, maybe their mutter, because it's a greira de greira. That means he wasn't a Kabbal Shabbos, but he's not allowed to do maloche because he's nigrar after the shuli davens in. And then nigrar bosem, two greiras, maybe you don't say. But it would seem from the Orach HaShulchan that that another person, but if he was Mekabel Shabbos, they are Nigra Moser him. So we hear that, you know. So it seems like that. Rav Shmuel Bozner says clearly like that, that if the husband is Mekabel Shabbos, so the Isha is not allowed to do Malachi, he's taking Gufoy. That's what he puts it down that way. So she's Isha Nigra, and therefore she should be Madlik Neiris before him. And he seems the Bnei Bayis also. He assumes the Bnei Bayis, he says, the Bnei Bayis are also Nigra, Bosser, the Godel HaBayis. So we have here four shittas that hold that Nigra, if he was Mekabel Shabbos, then Nigra Boser him. And perhaps a fifth shita, the Rashi Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levrochem, he used to have a minyan in the summer, an early minyan. So there was a Zman Kavua when they said Bolhu in that minyan, and the Olam knew that the women have to be Madlik Neiris before the Zman of Bolchu. And sometimes if they had a shots that he ended early, so they waited for that Zman to say Bolchu. But then it was understood that the women had to be Madlik Neiris before. There is one Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva, which seems to disagree with all this. Rav Moshe says as follows. Rav Moshe assumes if he's Mekabel Shabbos, what does it have to his wife? She's not, that's his Kabbalah. But then he says something very interesting, and on both things what he says, Rav Shmuel Wozner is chaylik on him. He says like this, he says you have to know why he's Mekabel Shabbos earlier. So there are two standard reasons why one is Mekabel Shabbos early. One standard reason is Asumkeit. You have more Shabbos, and he shouldn't be Nichshol and a Malach. He Mekabel Shabbos early. That's one thing. Now, if he's Mekabel Shabbos Altstad, so that's a minik. He is Mekabel Shabbos early. That's how he is Noyig. So he says, then the halacha is that when a woman gets married, she has to be Mekabel all the menhagim of her husband. She doesn't eat kibbutz. She's also not eat kibbutz. I mean, she is a din of a hoiler. Mimokim shaloi nagu, mimokim shenagu. She has all his minhagim, bein lekula, bein lechumre. So if his minig is that he's Mekabel Shabbos early, so memele, so which is al pi aloch, and so also he's kahalten. That means, let's say, in Yerushalayim, there should be a Kabbalah stays with Shabbos before the Shkia. Whatever it is, even a Kabbalah Shabbos early, so then she has to be Mekabel Shabbos before his Kabbalah Shabbos. But if he's Mekabel Shabbos for early, for convenience, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos late, so the children will be sleepy, and then this, and then he'll be hungry. If you make Kabbalah Shabbos early in the summer, it's for convenience purposes. So Memela, so he says, so that's not called she has to be nigra after his menhagim. This is not a minig shel aloche. It's a anhogam convenience. So then he says, so she's not Nigra Boser, so she can be Madlik Neiris later. But that's what he says. But he says one very interesting shiddush. He wants to say that there's more down the halacha that if a person possesses an eved that was, let's say, Molvalei Toval, he doesn't have a din yid yet. So there's a din of Avdecha. that your Eved is not allowed to do malocha for you. So he says, so could be his wife has this halocha that she is not allowed to do a malocha for him. That means all 20 things that she wants to do for herself, that she can do. But to do a malocha, he told, remember, to make a kugel for me and to do something. So that could be that she's also, because since he's Mekabel Shabbos, he's in the Avdech of Amoscha, and that's what he is Mitzadet. Shmuel Mosner wants to, he holds Meikir Adin, she's Nigra, boss of her husband, and this dictator of Mekabel Shabbos for convenience, for that he says, I mean, he says, if a person's Mekabel Shabbos, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. I mean, there's a Merdike, Trumas Hadeshin, the minute of the Kadmonim, was that they were Mekabel Shabbos early. There was, I mean, there was the whole Kehillah wasn't Samazai. The Trumas Hadeshin brings down. He remembers that after the meals of the Shabbos Sudeh, They used to take a walk by the Danube River, and there was still light. He remembers this. So this is speaking. So that was a minig of Kadmoinim, who used to daven early and ate early, and then they were after the, there was still light, and then there was walking after the Suda. So he says, this is not a convenient Shabbos. I mean, there's a Kabbalah Shabbos, it's Lusha Shabbos, so he doesn't like that. And this Indian of doing a malacha for him, he says, he also doesn't like that too much, but he says, but absolutely, we will agree with Rav Moshe in this. He says, but he's mechuyev to be madlik neiris. So if she's going to be, if she'll be madlik neiris later, she's doing a malacha for him. So he can't have that she should be madlik neiris later. So that's, so the kids, so we have over here in this nekudim, if the husband was Mekabel Shabbos, there are a multitude of poskim that hold that the ish and the bnei bayis are nigrar after the husband.
One minute, sure. Say, well, you're nigrar after the minute. It doesn't have lots of laws. But is that convenience? Because I'm forced to govern my regular estate vessels.
Why does he daven there? I mean, they daven there. That's his... So that's what Rav Moshe Tain is. Rav Moshe Tain is, why do they make the minyan early? Basically, according to Rav Moshe Weser, the Tamakvodim seems right, Poiskim Bechlal are not... if he goes to the minyan, he's Mekabel Shabbos, I mean, right, Poiskim are machna.
Why could that be more?
What? That she's not allowed to do malacha, yeah. Pasif Yud Gimel. Adam shebo leir be'erev Shabbos u'kvar kiblu anshei heir aleim Shabbos. No was afapi shedain hayoim godol. This is, I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, the Beis Yosef brings down a Shibolei Haleket, a Mordek HaMaisen, that there was two brothers, Avraham and Yaakov. They came to a city, it was Miboid Yoim, and they come into the city, they were traveling, come to Miboid Yoim, they know the Shki, they have already... They have a good 3/4 of an hour till the Shkia. And they come into the city and the people are walking out of shul. The city, the Anshei Ha'ir, was Mekabel Shabbos. It seems they didn't know about it. I mean, but they had decided to be Shavis in that year, and they come into the year. And the Anshei Ha'ir were Mekabel Shabbos. Right? And this is the Makar of this halacha. But the Chaimer HaDvarim is Meredik. So this is from Rishonim. So what happened then? They came into the ear, no one gave them shalom. Shabbos understood, come in, it's Shabbos. They didn't let them daven in the shul Shabbos by day. To let Mechalei Shabbos daven in the shul, that was Shabbos. So the Shabbos was not a very comfortable, I don't know if someone took them in tea face on it, about component was a very uncomfortable Shabbos. That was Shabbos. Sunday, they started telling them, you know, Mechalei Shabbos and us, and so they were Goyza on them, they had a fast 50 Tanaisim for Chilul Shabbos. I forgot how many had to be at Sufim, one day after the other, and they had to give Tzedok, and they gave the Malkit. It was Mamish Meredik. How we see how the Chaymer of Shabbos was, and we would look at it, the Shabbos was Mekabel Shabbos. I mean, someone called them up on their cell, you know, the Mekabel Shabbos. I didn't say they knew. Al Kaponim, this was a Maisa by Rishonim. So now, the Mechaber brings down from this Maisa, just one halacha, which is Negeya in this Semin. Odom Shabo Leir Be'erim Shabbos, Ukva Kiblu Anshi Ir Aleim Shabbos, this was this story. Ava Brisha Dayim Ayim Godu, so they have to know it's Shabbos in this city. I mean, the year was in the Kabbal Shabbos. Simhoyu olam mois ayshem chayfitz meinichay lipol. So here, the din is, as I see the Mishnah Berurah, meinichay lipol perish shahoylech lecheder. They walk to a cheder, meinichay lipol shom latni. They're not metaltal it. It seems they just let it, they untie their money belt or something, and it falls down. Why she calls it some in reis, tam echvov, sif yud beis, vayin shom be Mishnah Berurah, bir aloche. This is a muktzah de kishaylah. Well,
I think of these shul.
Well, that's his problem. He is he has muksa on him, so they were giving him an answer to Menisha Lipel in a place that'll be a mokim mishumam. Now we're gonna have a very interesting sif yudalad. Im biyoyim hamounon told Sibo. It was very dark outside, and the reason it was dark was a very cloudy day, but not very dark. And the symbol looked in the sky, they saw it's dark, and they understood that it's dark. So they made a toast, so they held it since Shabbos already, it's very late. B'choshvu shechoshecho, that it's mamish getting dark. Vidliko neiris, the madlik neiris, see, it's getting dark, and vidliko neiris, vispalulu tfilis arvish shel Shabbos, and they daven maidor, right? Everything. Va'ache kach, nispazru heovim, mizol chochama. And then all of a sudden, the clouds, when they were separated, and the sun came out, and it's in the middle of the day. And let us just explain, we'll give a little akdama to this halacha. It was after Plaga Mincha. So Meikar Adin, one could be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. But they didn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. That's not their meaning. They're Mekabel Shabbos Malayla. That's their meaning all the time. So let us just understand what happened. They daven Ma'ariv, which Meikar Hadin, the person davens Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, it's Ma'ariv. Yotze Mitzvah's Ma'ariv, you should link this over again, but Yotze Mitzvah's Ma'ariv. But they daven Ma'ariv betois, that means that's not their meaning. They don't daven Ma'ariv betois. What? After Plaga Mincha. Well, let's first say what the Mechaber says. Then we'll see. And so it's speaking about after Blagim Mincha, and they daven Ma'ariv, the woman Kabbal Shabbos. But everything was betois. The Kabbalah Shabbos was betois. The Ma'ariv was betois. Everything was betois. So now, so there's a klal, which we'll see a Mordechai Chiddush, that a person does something betois, it doesn't have any chesivus. It was done by mistake. If he would have known, he would never have done this. So theoretically, the Ma'ariv is not a Ma'ariv, the Kabbalah Shabbos is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Because whatever was done by choice. Even though halachically in time, it could, there's a mocking to daven Ma'ariv after Blagim Mincha, there's a mocking to Mekabel Shabbos after Blagim Mincha, but they had no intentions of doing such a thing. Everything was done by choice. So now let us see what it says. Yeah. Einam trichem larza lispalel arvis. They don't have to daven over again. Even though it was betois, in she spalalu hoyim iplaga mincha lamayla, because after plaga mincha lamayla, so meiker adin, it is a ma'ariv. No, theoretically, halachically, it's not a ma'ariv, because it was gedavent betois. So by a tzibur, al stirche de tzibura, we're meikel, and they don't have to daven over again. Vim yochidu, but what if this happened, not with that tzibur, this happened with a yochid, this yochid lives in Hudson Clothes, and then the same story happened, it got dark, and he thought it's dust, and he davened ma'ariv, shetoa bekach, but he never davened ma'ariv after plagim in, he always davened ma'ariv at night, so echu larza ulispalul tfilis arvis. He has to daven over again. This tfilah does not have a cheshivus of tfilah, since it was a tfilah betois. Ulehinyin, that's ma'ariv. So we're saying as follows. The tzibur, we're mekel al tkicha the tzibure. We don't have to daven ma'ariv over again, even though me'ikar adin didn't be a small issue, daven ma'ariv, but you don't have to daven ma'ariv. A yochid has to daven ma'ariv over again. Ule inyin asiyas meloche, but what about to do meloche? They were mekabo Shabbos, they daven ma'ariv, lechodnoin di ma'ikalom is mishili and mishabbos. Bochu bocha v'shem ha'kadish ha'shabbos. V'zichu was a kabola Shabbos. Bein tzibu, bein yochim mutolim. It was a Kabbalah, but the whole Kabbalah was betois. They were under the impression that it's Lila, so they were Mekabel Shabbos. But that's a tois. A Kabbalah betois is not a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Shabbos is a betois. What?
Still, you're
right. But that was a special Kiddush for Tzibur. But Tzibur, still in the Tzibur, we bent backwards, and we said, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv. No, Ma'ariv is a Rishus. Al Kaponim, so they were Meikel by Ma'ariv. That's right, Yehonshu said right. It's a Sira. But they bent backwards. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Einam Tzrichim, we don't have to daven Ma'ariv. D'loy Matrichin in Tzibur, Av shebetois oisa, we're not matriach atzibur, even though it was betois. Miplaga mincha lamaylo, and this was after the plaga mincha. The koidem plaga mincha, afil atzibur nami machzeh. This was before plaga mincha, so they didn't have a ma'ariv. It was a ma'ariv between you and me, because it was after plaga mincha. But the toisha boy, it's mafti and the shame tefillah. So by a tzibur we make up. But it was before plaga mincha, the lav's man tefillah salvasi klau, so then you can't have a ma'ariv. So you have to have an over again. It's man plaga mincha in lelbasim in chay shlam and gimel. If it's an hour and a quarter before Laila, an hour and a quarter before the shkia, okay. So lehu, but if this happened with a yochid, kiven shebetois ispalo, shek sova shekvar chashech, the whole davening only occurred because of a mistake that he made. He was under the impression that it's Laila. So he has to daven over again. A tefillah b'toyis does not have a shame tefillah. That's the same scenario we'll speak about. Someone thinks it's b'chol, and it's dark, and he daven ma'ariv, and then the sun comes out. So he daven b'toyis. Some of my little even shuhu noyik. Tomid lispalo ma'irim bismanoi kerabonon, vayoyim betoyis ispalo, that does not have a shame tefillah. A tefillah betoyis does not have a shame tefillah. Right. So far, so good. So now we'll start having different days. V'yeshoimrim, the others say, the vow we said it's not Shabbos by anybody because it was a Kabbalah betoys. V'yesh oimrim sha'oisom sheidliku neiris asurim basiyas meloche. Those people who are madlik neiris, the also basiyas meloche, ushar anshei habayis mutam. Whoever else who did not tindlicht, so as allowed to do meloche. Now, let's see what's this for. Sha'oi som shehidliku, af im loyispalalu, even they didn't daven. They were madlik neiris and they didn't daven. Avo loyadloke, af shispalalu tfilah Shabbos, kiven shebetoy soiso, loyishmo kabolos. Now, so this Yeshoimrim holds that this is a chumrim, that if someone was madlik neir, tefillah b'toyis, a kabbalah b'toyis, a yidei tefillah, is nothing. It does not have a chashivis. But if there was adlokis neiris b'toyis, there was a man that you could be madlik neiris. V'tam ha'yesh oimrim. So what's pshat in this? Achmein l'chayre, it's a Kabbalah b'toys. V'svir lohu de Kabbalah shehi al yedei hadloke adife v'is po maise. That a Kabbalah al yedei maise is a chayma. This was a Kabbalah b'peh, b'yichala, b'olchu, b'ochav, shemekadish, and Shabbos. And this was all done b'toys. A Kabbalah al yedei maise is mochama. So I saw the Mishnah Halacha is ma'irer on this. He asks a very good ha'orev. Before we had a shittas ha'bahag, the bahag says that the bahag shit is that adlokas neiris is a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's the last. What adlokas is a Kabbalah Shabbos? Then this others hold like him, others disagree with him. Then the Ramah said, the minig shoyse isha madlekes mekabelah Shabbos madlokos. So the minig is a woman is mekabel Shabbos. But a man, there's no such minik. That means a man is mekabel Shabbos, a man is madlik neir, she's not mekabel Shabbos with the hadlaka. So that's what the Ramah said. And all of a sudden here, it seems we're speaking about men. It says, Sha'oi som shehidliku neiris. Well, it seems here we're talking about men. And this is the Machaber. So he wants to say that this Yesh Oimrim, who say that a Maise Betois is more chomel than a Kabbalah Betois, these Yesh Oimrim hold like the Bahag. These Yesh Oimrim hold like the Bahag. The first day they didn't hold like this. They said, finish, everything is Betois. The second day, it held like the Bahag. And they held that Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos. That's number one. So DJ Shengel hold like the Bahag number one. And number two, they hold in Amaisen Ritois is a Chayma, a Kabbalah Ritois, a commitment Ritois, a Bracha Ritois. No, that doesn't have a Chesivis since it was done Ritois. But Amaisen Ritois is a Chayma, a Mamela Savai. So,
how do you consider Amir and Amaisen?
Akima Svosam have a mice, a whole sugi in Bob Metsia. That's not Amir Dar Amaisa. This is a mice. This is a mice. It's a commitment. It's a no. So it's Metois. This is this Bamaisa. Va'ayin Bachoinep. Now, so we have here a Machabah. So far we have here 2 days. One day I held a Kabbalah Sibyl Betoyis is Golnish, a Kabbalah Siyosim Betoyis is Golnish. And the second day, nothing is if it's Betoyis, nothing has any Chayma. And yes, Oimrim, that those Shehidwiku, the Peremetz of Kabbalah Shabbos. My Bochenish of you, Bishem Kamo Migdele, Apoiskim, the Sviralu, the Kabbalah's Sibyl Betoyis, Afilorakai de Tvilishmo Kabbalah. There are a multitude of Rishonim that hold a Kabbalah's Sibyl as a Chayma. Not like the Mechaber. Well, we don't have this in the Mechaber, but this is a Shitas Apoiskim, many Rishonim. The most Sibyl Betoyis, Avilachai de Tvilish, Mo Kabbalah, Rak Shebezein, Emid Nimshocher Acharoi, Kivin Shebetoyis, Oysa Kabbalah. But that Choymer that a Tzibur has, that a Miet is always Nigrar Achar, the Tzibur, since was Betoyis, is no such thing. Zot the Mishnah Brure, Ve'ein lohoku neged eilu apaiskim. That means even though you have a machaber, which was not goyres these poiskim, but the achreinim let him bring down these poiskim, and one should be machma. Listen, it's a tchak. It means, v'nishvi yehever ha-machaber and shulchan aruch was Michael, who also knew about these Rishonim. So now, the while we go away from the Mishnah Brura, we just learned, I mean, the first day in Shulchan Aruch holds a Kabbalah Betoyis Shel Tzibur is worthless, doesn't mean anything. Then we had a second day, a Hadlokei Betoyis, that for the Madlikim has a Teres Kabbalah. And now the Mishnah Brura says, but there are poiskim that hold a Kabbalah Sibur Betois as a Chomer, Kabbalah Sibur, and therefore one should be Machma accordingly, unless it's a Sensorich, then one can be Seimach on the Machabat. Fine. The Yesh Oimrim. Now we're going to go one step further. Sha'oisai ne'er shehudlak l'shem Shabbos. There were some people who were madlik ne'eris and l'shem Shabbos. Also, liga boy, not allowed to touch it. Lo'isiv boy shemen, and not allowed to add any shemen to it. Vafiluim cover, or salataltoloi, he's not allowed to be metaltolit. Now, all of a sudden, we're learning a new halacha about the snare that was hudlak betois. Now, let us hear. What? This case, we're talking about this case. It was done betois. Ligaboy, you're not allowed to touch it. I know afilu acher. A person who was not madlik, v'loy kibul Shabbos, ken kosa for Eil Zeruah. So now, the Eil Zeruah said that someone who was not mekabel Shabbos, He was not Madlik. He was not Mekabel Shabbos. So this person is not permitted. So let's just look at it. Try to understand this. So this person, by him, it's not Shabbos. He wasn't Madlik and Neiris. He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. Nafilu, the biggest machma we had before, the Yesh Machmirim that say, the Mishabur brought down that a Kabbalah Sibur makes the Shabbos. That's only for those who are Mekabel Shabbos with the Sibur. But to me, it was not Mekabel Shabbos, for them it's not Shabbos. So now we have an Eir Zeruah that's talking about a person who was not Madlik and Neir, who was not Mekabel Shabbos. So L'chayre, we look at it, so what is he? So he's Spayim, it's Mochen, and now the sun came out, it's Gvaldik, and he has no problems whatsoever, and now he's going to start doing all the things he has to do. But this Neir, he shouldn't touch. He shouldn't be Ma'isiv Shemin. He's also fine. Okay. Because of Amogin Avrom Atam, the Ozo Lishitosei. Now, who is the one that said this halacha? The Eir Zeruah. Now, the Eir Zeruah was from the Poiskim that the Chayim brought down before, that a Kabbalah Sibur has a din Kabbalah. So this is the Magen Avraham says, this Eir Zeruah is also Lishitosei. The Kabbalah Sibur betoy Shema Kabbalah. Vim Kain Uksa Haner Limitzmosai. So the Ner was Uksa Limitzmosai. Vekivin Sho Uksa Lemailem Uksa Lakil. Now, Lidavoini, I don't understand, I wasn't able to be Mavara, why the Magen Avraham had to say this. We just said before, V'yesh Oimrim, Sha'oisoi Ner Shahud L'Kushem Shabbos, Sha'oisoi Shadwik Ner Asurim Basiyas Melocha. We had V'yesh Oimrim, that the one who is Madlik the Ner is also Masiyas Melocha. Now, so it could be, what I'm saying now is Kol Lemes. So we just said before, and this is the Bahag Shita. That's what the Mishnah Locha wants to say. This is the Bahag Shita. So maybe there's a chayma of Adlokas Nos. What if you don't hold like the Bahag? If you don't hold like the Bahag, so then the Thursday is so nothing. So the Ner is going to stop. Not, I mean, according to the Bahag, this Yesh Oimrim said in Kenem Anachno, that according to the Bahag, that there's an Indian that the Hadlokis Ner Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos B'maise. So their toys is irrelevant, and then It's called a Kabbalah. That's according to the Bahag. But if we don't hold like the Bahag, we're back to a Kabbalah Batois is Donish. Kabbalah Siva, Kabbalah, nothing, it's nothing. So the Magen Avraham said, the Eir Zeruah could be, doesn't hold like the Bahag. So if the Eir Zeruah doesn't hold like the Bahag, So what kind of adlokas is there? He now to touch the Ner. So he says, there's a ruah lishitosoi. There's a ruah hold that a Kabbalah symbol betoys is a Kabbalah. That's the day that he brought down before. So this person was madlik was the chelik of the symbol. So memele, that adlokil was maxed the Ner, the mitzvah's Ner Shabbos. That means that's who doesn't hold like the bag. So lechayre, if we will hold like the first day in the mechaba, so it's nothing. So there's no Ner Shabbos, there's nothing. No, there's a ruah is chaylik on the first day. There's a ruah hold a kabbalah simbo b'tois is a kabbalah. So memele dozo lishitosi to kabbalah simbo b'tois ma kabbalah. Vim came uksa ne'ele mitzvosoi. So the Ner was Uksa Lemitzvosai. So what did that mean? So it became a Ner Shabbos. Became a Ner Shabbos because the person who did it, he's part of the Tzibur, became a Ner Shabbos, even though it was Metoyis. A Kabbalah Tzibur, yeah, became a Ner Shabbos. The Kiv in Chuk Sola Bailim, so since for the Baal HaNer, that's Chuk Sola Mitzvah, Chuk Sola Kail. So you can't, now a second person wants to use this Ner for something else, he wants to look for something now. I still think this was Chuk Sola Mitzvah's Ner Shabbos. The Gamal Saliga boy, the Chayshi, he might use it for a shimur shalchol. See, they're not allowed to touch. Also, mitzvah yesh lahokol. Maybe you want to do a dvar mitzvah with it now. Could be, you could be meikol. Kosav apri megodim, mi sheidlik ner Shabbos b'oid hayoyim godl. A person who was madlik ner Shabbos b'oid hayoyim godl means after plaga mincha. V'yisli shaloi lekabo Shabbos. So he was Masnech, not Mekabel Shabbos. So L'chayre, the way, so what happened over here? He was Madlik Anel, L'chayre Shabbos. B'oid Yem Godel, we learned it's not proper to be Madlik Anel, B'oid Yem Godel, it's not Niki, doing it for Shabbos. Okay, that's if you're proper and it's proper. But he was Madlik Anel Shabbos. He was Masnech, not Mekabel Shabbos yet. Fine. So this is Anel. That was Hud, like, let's say, a Shabbos. He wasn't a Mekabel Shabbos yet. The Yisrael Shaloi Lekabel Shabbos, he's not a Mekabel Shabbos. I feel a Hochel Hukse, Hanel Mitzvoso, Bosa Lishtamish, Boy Tashmish Chol. So you're not allowed to use it for a Tashmish Chol. Rafilo Achayim Asurim, the Muxel Abaylam, also Lakhel.